Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio, as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Obviously, the number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. You can also leave your voicemail messages at SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. This is a very, very serious show today. We'll have NBA insider extraordinaire, my colleague at ESPN, the one and only Shyam Charania, coming on the show a little bit later on to break down the latest news developments. But it's a very serious show, one of the most serious shows that I've had to do in quite a long time, especially it being me, considering the worlds that I live in this particular day and time in my life. Still suffer from my double root canal, so my face still looking like a chipmunk, and I'm sorry if I sound a little bit or curtailed to some degree, but I appreciate y'all bearing with me. The news that came down earlier this morning, the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, arrested 31 people, including two NBA figures and members of four mafia families, in a bombshell gambling bust this morning. One of those people arrested was Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups. Another was ex-NBA player Damon Jones. They were among those taken down in the bust. According to the director of the FBI himself, the conspiracy spanned years, netted tens of millions of dollars in illegal profits, and involved the four major New York crime families, including the Bonannos, Genovese, Lucchese, and Gambino, La Casa, Nostra mob families, officials claimed. This is from an article in the New York Post. The indictment is here right in front of me. Three of the NBA guys was Chauncey Billups, former NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier, a member of the Miami Heat, who was on a bench last night when they were playing in Miami. Now, before I get into this deeper and any further, I have to say to you that, you know, I know all three guys, Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups, a little bit more than I know Terry Rozier, but I'm fond of all three of them. I could not believe this. This was incredibly shocking, to say the least. And this is serious business. And to put things in its proper context, you do not see something like this happen. Even when the scandal came down the pike involving Tim Donaghy, the former referee, former official for the NBA, who was involved in his gambling scandal, you didn't see the director of the FBI having a press conference about it. But that's what we saw this morning. And to me, essentially, ladies and gentlemen, it comes down to this. Trump is coming. He's coming. It's not hyperbolic. It's not hyperbole. I'm dead serious. And I've been saying this for quite some time, and I know people saw me on First Take on ESPN this morning, and some may have been uncomfortable with what I'm saying, but I will remind you, the worlds that I live in, it's not just doing First Take on ESPN every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. It's not just doing this show on SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio from 1 to 3 each weekday, which I just started in September. I also have my own political show. And you also see me making appearances all over the place. And you see that that is a world that I now, to some degree anyway, am entrenched in. I'm not guessing. I'm telling you. I'm telling you what's being said. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming for the National Football League. Why you think this whole Bad Bunny thing and the halftime Super Bowl halftime show is an issue? The NBA, and conveniently, this comes down the pike after opening night for the NBA season on ESPN when it had opened a day earlier on NBC. And he's not going to stop. And I'll get into the whys and all of that in just a second. But before you hear anything further from me, let's hear from the director of the FBI, Mr. Kash Patel himself, speaking on this issue and these indictments. Listen up.
As you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families. And you'll hear more about those details today. The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling. This FBI will leave no room for any perpetrator of crime across this country. You hear a lot about our work of defending the homeland and crushing violent crime. Well, this work is also representative of a colossal portion of the FBI's mandate to keep America safe and to keep our entertainment industry fair and secure. The men and women that are standing up here today worked tireless hours, days, months, and years. And the fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation.
You believe me now? They're not playing. This is serious business. And two parts here. The veracity and the substance of the case itself, that has to be determined and that has to bear out. And we have to keep our eyes and ears to the grind about that, to decipher, you know, how significant this is. But there's no question that it's serious. This is millions upon millions of dollars that we're talking about at stake here. And if you're talking about an illegal gambling operation that was taking place, whether it be poker games or anything else, don't just look at the players. Look at who they're connected to. And if you're looking at this particular instance, you're talking about the NBA today. Could you imagine right now? You're talking about the National Basketball Association. What kind of effect does this have on the valuation of sports franchises and how this could be perceived? This could end up being a big-time moment for Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, similar to a David Stern moment when the Tim Donaghy situation took place. And right now, here's a statement from the NBA. We are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams, and we will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains our top priority. As a person who loves the NBA, who loves Adam Silver, who had love for David Stern, God rest his soul, who knows an abundance of people associated with the NBA, I know that there's no way in my heart of hearts, I firmly believe rather, there's no way they would be remotely associated with such a thing. They take these things very seriously. But when it comes to Trump, this is not about that. This is about the integrity of the league. This is about impugning their integrity. This is about making things a bit messy and inconvenient. And whoever has to suffer, so be it. And why? Because people came after him. I've said before, vengeance, retribution. The man ain't playing. And this is not me casting aspersions, making judgment, or doing anything on anybody's side. I'm just telling you what I know. The man ain't playing. The National Football League decides to elect Bad Bunny as his halftime entertainment. And shortly thereafter, we saw the Department of Homeland Security saying they have every intention of attending the Super Bowl, of being at the Super Bowl, outside the Super Bowl in Santa Clara, where they will be waiting for people trying to come to the Super Bowl, looking to engage in detainment and ultimately mass deportation. You got rumors in the hip hop industry and the music industry where Bad Bunny is telling his folks, because he's from Puerto Rico, don't bother coming with me, because he don't want them to cause any, he don't want to cause them any problems. Trump knows this, don't care. You got the NBA now with this on immediately following opening night. It's not like some superstar was named in all of this, y'all. This is Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier. But it didn't stop them from having a press conference at 10 a.m. to make sure that ABC had it, and First Take had it, and the sports world had it, to let you know what's coming down the pike, because he's coming. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something right now. It wouldn't surprise me at all if the WNBA is next. Protest. Verbiage. We ain't judging. Let me be very, very clear. We're not saying that folks don't have a right to protest. We're not saying that everybody needs to be agreeable with him. We're not saying that you got to co-sign everything he wants to do ideologically and beyond. That's not what we're saying. What I'm saying to you is that being entrenched in this political stratosphere that we're living in now, it's not the policy stuff. It's when folks call him a felon. It's when folks wanted to put him in jail. It's what he perceives as an absolute abuse of power for him playing a game and mastering a game that the political apparatus had been playing for decades. But you tried to lock him up for the rest of his life. I'm telling you what has been told to me personally by people who have spoken to him. He's coming. He's not playing. Folks thought it was going to stop at John Bolton, his former national security advisor, or Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, or Jack Smith, one of the prosecutors that went after them, or somebody like that, or James Comey, the former FBI director. That's politics. He's not stopping there. He's not stopping. He's coming. And oh, by the way, it's going to be worse this year. Why? Because he understands that there's a possibility he might lose the midterms, and that the power that he can wield now, having the support of those in the House and the Senate on Capitol Hill, might not be something he enjoys after the 2026 midterm elections. This is a sports show. We're talking sports. I'm talking about the NFL. I'm talking about the NBA. I'm talking about the WNBA. He's coming. He's coming. Whole kneeling with the protests. Whole locking of arms. In his eyes, folks abused power and cost him the election in 2020. One that he swears was rigged. And he's on the loose. This is what's going on right now. This is why I sit up there and I say, against the wishes of so many people, like, listen, when somebody does something right, be fair. Just mention it. If something went right with Israel and Hamas and he did something right, give him credit for it. If you ain't totally against closing the borders, say so. Say something. Because most of the stuff we're going to say, we, We're not going to be kind about it because a lot of people, tens of millions of people in this country, don't like what we're seeing, and we shouldn't like what we're seeing. But at least it's along the lines of politics and life, as opposed to him walking around acting like somehow, some way, there was an abuse of power that was exercised just to target him. And now it's his turn, because that's what he's saying to people. Don't kill a messenger. Don't kill a messenger. I'm just giving you the message. I'm telling you what I know, meaning what has been told to me. Not by him, because I don't talk to him. And I don't agree with him, and I didn't vote for him. But you must understand, this is the climate. He ain't messing around. Bad Bunny gonna show up to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is the greatest event in sports in America. We all know it. And this man is planning on detaining people trying to go to the Super Bowl. And has told you so. I was very proud of Commissioner Roger Goodell coming out saying we ain't changing our plans. If anybody has the prowess to fight him off, it's the National Football League. But remember, I told you he wanted to own the Buffalo Bills in 2014. Remember, I told you that he was on the phone and he said, quote, if them MFers, meaning those NFL owners, get in my way and prevent me from buying the Buffalo Bills, I'm going to get them all back. I'm going to run for president. And then did it. Remember when he said, fire all those sons of you know what? So offensive to the NFL, even Jerry Jones took a knee. Remember all the protests and all the things that were being said and how you had to get him out of office. Bring up the WNBA. Why? Magnificent, marvelous, athletic women doing their things. Very articulate, very intelligent, very outspoken. He's not stopping. Because in his eyes, he's only got a year. Because if the GOP doesn't win, then who knows? I don't know if we have ever in our lifetime been in the midst of a sports environment like the one we are going to be forced to embrace over the next year. Because he has no intentions of stopping. All I'm telling you is what I've been told. Don't kill a messenger. I talk to everybody. Because I want to hear the information. And when this came down the pike, that's what I was told. He's coming. It was an abuse of power in his eyes, Stephen. And he's remembering everybody. I find it disgusting. I find it heinous. I find it inexcusable and beneath the office of the presidency and our politics and everything in between. And I'm fully aware that this was being negotiated, or I'm not negotiated, but investigated over the last couple of years. I got that. But it happening now in a manner in which it's going down to the point where the FBI director is in attendance, that's pomp and circumstance, ladies and gentlemen. That's flexing. That's sending a message that this is just the tip of the iceberg. That's telling you they got more coming down the pike and that they have no intention of stopping. That is what's going on. And folks got to buckle up. Now, some people are going to sit up there and say he doesn't care about the NBA. He cares about dealing with people who he thought was supposed to support him and didn't. He cares about control. He cares about disseminating his message and making sure that he has the requisite support necessary to do the things that he wants to do. And the people willing to get in his way are people he's willing to inconvenience. I can tell you that much. That's what's going on. Know that. Know that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. You know, in the end, Trump's going to have bigger fish to fry. Make no mistake about it. And a guy like Cash Patel likes being in front of that camera and wants to make a name for himself and wants to be seen as somebody formidable and what have you. My only point is that he answers to Trump. And Trump ain't going to stop it. And that's primarily what I'm saying when I tell you he's coming. The kind of things that people might have the attitude that, you know, they didn't have to worry about in the past, you got to worry about it now. But you got people that sit up there and say, oh, no, the NBA, that's not on Trump's radar. He doesn't care about the NBA. Notice they ain't saying that about the NFL. You never know. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Andrew, Florida. You're live with Stephen A. What's going on, Andrew? How you doing?
Stephen A., great to talk to you. I respect the hell out of you. Love you. Love your opinions on both sides of sports and politics. And I'll preface by saying I am a conservative Trump voter, so okay. I'll get that out of the way. And I think some of the things that you said, you know, I'm not going to deny. I'm also not a Trump apologist. But I think there's a conflation of issues going on here. I think what we have to do is focus on what actually occurred and the indictments that happened. There were three NBA players or former NBA players and a coach that we know of involved in this. Also 124 members of the Italian crime families in New York. Mm-hmm. And I think you of all people should respect and appreciate it, the fact that they are going after anybody who may be taking advantage of or changing the direction of games or the outcomes
Andrew, Andrew, let's be very, very clear. I'm not challenging the charges. I'm in no position, and I certainly did not come across that way. I'm not challenging the veracity of the charges or anything like that. I said we have to let that play out. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm simply making the point. Don't expect any sympathy or any slow rolling when it comes to this administration. This man is not playing because there's a lot that goes into how he feels about how he has been portrayed. And that plays a role in the tenacity he's willing to show in addressing things the way that he addresses them. You and I both know, like you said, you could be a supporter, whatever. You've seen the people he's had arrested. You know that. You know what that's about. Come on now. We ain't blind. And that's all I'm saying. I'm in no way challenging the veracity of the charges. I don't have any evidence. For all I know, you know what? The truth has to bear out. I mean, listen, the FBI arrests you. They got something on you. That's how I view it. So I'm not, this is not some like this is smoke and mirrors or this is some bogus case. Stephen A. is not implying that at all. I don't know. I'm simply saying that a lot of stuff is preferential. It's selective. And you go after what you want to go after and you ignore or slow roll what you want to ignore or slow roll. And that's what I'm saying. I got to call you. I got to get back to you, though, because on the line with us right now is the insider extraordinaire for ESPN, the one and only Shams Charania right here. Shams, thank you for being on the show. Well, talk first of all, what's the latest? Because I know you've been on the phone over the last several hours. What's the latest that you can tell my audience about what's been transpiring with this whole case?
Three big figures as far as this 30-plus arrested, 30-plus arrests made, three key figures Damon Jones, Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, all being arraigned today. Chauncey Billups around 1 p.m. Pacific time in Portland, Oregon. He was arrested this morning at 6 a.m. He was just coaching last night. He was on the sideline in Portland, coaching against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the season opener for them. He will be arraigned today. Terry Rozier will be arraigned today at around 2:30 p.m. in Orlando. That's where he was sitting on the bench. He was available to play last night as an available player for the Miami Heat in Orlando in their season opening loss there. He was also arrested at 6 a.m. And then Damon Jones will also be arraigned today. So that is taking place right now. The NBA has also put out a statement that they're working with authorities. They're cooperating, that Rozier and Billups have been placed on immediate leave from their teams. So both will be away from their teams, not official suspensions, but they're both going to be away, immediate leave. And Tiago Splitter, I just reported this, will be named essentially the interim head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, sources told me today. And so he will take over as he will assume head coaching duties for as long as this could be. It could be, you know, we don't know. We don't know how this investigation is, this charge process after this arrest is going to play out. Of course, there's going to be an arraignment. There's going to be a trial, all of that stuff. So that's to be determined. But 30 plus people arrested today. And it started off with the Jontay Porter situation. I mean, it was a group of like four or five people, right? And then those people, there were some charges made there. There were arrests made there. Clearly some cooperation with authorities there. And now 30 plus people. So where do these 30 plus people go? Will there be more people arrested added onto this group? Will this group get larger? How far will this investigation continue to go? Clearly, as we saw, Kash Patel in very, very much involved as the FBI director, they're seeking more people to come forward. And I think that process will continue to be ongoing.
Backtrack for my audience when, you know, they say this has been an ongoing investigation. They indicate, Kash Patel indicated that this had been ongoing for a couple of years now. Obviously, Trump just got back in office. So there was a previous administration that was in play where these matters were being investigated. How far have you learned this is going back? And how much knowledge has the NBA had about these ongoing investigations?
It at least goes back to, of course, Jontay Porter, you know, and as well, Terry Rozier. I mean, the situation at hand with him was involving a 2023 game. And so the NBA went through its own investigation. Federal investigators have been, you know, investigating him since that point in 2023. But he went through an NBA investigation as well. From my understanding, they took his phone during that investigation, but he was cleared in the NBA's investigation, which is why he was able to be playing in NBA games the last couple of years. Malik Beasley, he's another player that is currently part of an ongoing NBA investigation and a federal investigation as well. And so his investigation is ongoing. He was not arrested today. That is something important to note. But yeah, from a Eastern District of New York perspective, a local perspective, this has been an investigation since 2023, at least. And from my understanding, I heard last night that Kash Patel was leading a press conference this morning with new arrests made, potentially one NBA coach, sitting head coach, being charged and arrested. And from that point, you know, being a former, you know, day-to-day reporter, Stephen A., that, you know, you start hitting up as many people as you can to figure out who this person's going to be. And that's what I've been doing since last night at about 8 Pacific. And, you know, the fact that Kash Patel led a press conference lets you know where the FBI is at with this, the level of severity that they're treating this with, the level, you know, the status that they're giving this investigation, because it clearly had moved past anything locally.
Do we get the impression at all that this is all in an effort to squeeze for a bigger fish, per se? That Kash Patel and the FBI and the feds are after a bigger fish, and you're going after these individuals because they're a direct conduit to an ultimate target that they are in pursuit of?
So, Stephen A., like, my feeling on how all of this has been going on, because, you know, I'm tracking Rozier, you're tracking Malik Beasley, you're tracking this whole Jontay Porter situation, everything here, these tentacles at large for the better part of the last year, year and a half. And my feel has been that every single person that's getting roped into this, every player that they're starting to investigate. It's to see how much cooperation can there be here. Who else is involved here? It's information gathering. It's trying to figure out what's the bigger piece to this. And I think what Jay Will said on First Take today was an interesting and an important note, right? Like in this grand scheme of this, the mafia groups, the mob groups that we haven't named yet here in this, that are very much a part of running, especially the illegal poker fixing and rigging poker games, that's being run and operated by the mafia and the mobs that the FBI has now said that they have essentially gotten to the bottom of across 11 states, 30 plus defendants here. And so that's the biggest thing here is like through all the informants, through all the defendants, they have now the co-conspirators, they have uncovered, I guess, a larger part to the puzzle here. And so what other names are they going to be able to find, like out of these 30 plus defendants or how many ever this grows to in the next 24, 48 hours, who does this lead them to? That's what the process has been the last 2 years.
Is the fear, because we all know anytime we think about gambling and the scandal associated with sports, we think about Tim Donaghy, the former official in the NBA who was exposed for his transgressions, all right? And, you know, manipulating, you know, potential outcomes and things of that nature. Is that the fear here that this may have regressed to that, where you're not just talking about guys playing poker, gambling, but ultimately taking themselves out of games, point spreading, et cetera. Is that the kind of fear that we're talking about here potentially with this case?
It's hard to say exactly what this could amount to, right? Like when the Jontay Porter thing happened, it was believed to be an isolated case. And that's how everyone, you know, associated with the NBA probably hoped. That's how everyone around the league had hoped, whether you're a team, you're a player, you're an executive, you're a coach, you hope it's, you know, you want the game to have a level of integrity. We saw that in the statement from Adam Silver. The NBPA put out a statement as well. You want integrity to be a big part of the game. And so I don't think, of course, you fear the worst in these situations, but I don't think anyone really knows. The NBA last night, to my knowledge, didn't know that this was coming. These arrests were coming today. This was federal information. This was something the FBI was leading. But again, this is unprecedented. A sitting NBA head coach, a Hall of Fame player, Chauncey Billups, being arrested as part of a larger mafia illegal rigging of poker games, and then an active NBA player who's made hundreds of millions of dollars, has signed multiple massive deals, currently in the final year of like a 4-year, I believe, $97 million deal. $26 million on the books this year, Terry Rozier being arrested. Like that has never happened in the NBA. Jontay Porter was a two-way contract and it was believed he was an isolated, situation. Well, now there's at least a couple new tentacles as far as this entire probe that Kash Patel, the FBI are all like this. This wasn't a separate press conference they made for just sports betting and for the illegal poker situation. This was a thing at large. And one more thing, Steve, to point out, Chauncey Billups was charged with multiple counts of wire frauds, up to 20 years for each of those counts. But there was also a crossover in the indictment where he allegedly told a co-conspirator that Portland was going to begin tanking their games before it was out there that certain players were going to start sitting. What? And then that co-conspirator and that bettor went out and multiple bets were made, tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars. So
repeat that for our audience. Chauncey Billups reportedly said what?
Allegedly, with this indictment, Chauncey Billups told one of the co-conspirators, one of the bettors here involved in this, that Portland was going to begin tanking. This probably last year, or the year before. Obviously, Portland has been in that state the last couple of years. Don't have the exact year. It's in the indictment, right? But that they were going to begin. I can find it if you
don't worry about it. It's okay. We'll find it. Go ahead.
Here, I'll read it off. On or about March 24, 2023, the Blazers played the Bulls. Prior to the game, the Blazers' record was 32-40, and the team was out of playoff contention with only 10 games remaining in the season. Prior to the game, co-conspirator 8, which is Chauncey Billups, told the defendant that the Blazers were going to be tanking, intentionally losing to increase their odds of getting a better draft pick in the upcoming NBA draft. Coca's Verde told Ernest before the news was publicly announced that several players, best players, would not be playing. That information was not public. That person took that non-public inside information to then begin placing wagers, at least $5,000, $20,000, and so on and so forth.
Wow. Last question. Where do they go from here? Where does the league go from here? Because the league, you know, with the DeJounte Porter incident, you know, again, the league didn't have subpoena power, but the FBI does. And so that's the difference between one case versus another. Since this involves the FBI and they have subpoena power or whatever, highlight what the difference in this ordeal is going to be for the NBA compared to what the previous incidents involving DeJounte Porter or anybody else entailed, since the FBI is now involved as opposed to this just being an NBA investigation.
The NBA will be cooperating fully with this, but this is now, yeah, this is an FBI Cash Patel program. This is fully in their hands, and clearly they have a ton of authority and they have the ability to make these arrests, subpoenas, get all the evidence that they need. This is something that they've been working on since 2023. So this is not something that just came about. But anytime the FBI and Cash Patel, never have I seen an FBI director lead the press conference. That's when I heard that last night, that Cash Patel would be leading the press conference with the FBI. That told me everything I needed to know about the severity of how the FBI and the government's treating this.
Shyam Sharania, you're the best in the business, my man. My colleague at ESPN, proud of you, man. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Take it easy. The one and only Shyam Sharania right here with Stephen A. on the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Y'all got to remember, gamblers are a multi-billion dollar business. More than, over $150 billion was gambled on in 2024. Okay, 2025 is already at over $85 billion. Illegally, in terms of through bookies and what have you. You got to remember that too. Addiction, in some people's eyes, and a gambling addiction is worse than crack or heroin combined because it's that bad right now. You got to think about that. It's hard to put into words. It really, really is. This is some serious stuff. Back to the phones we go at 888-MAD-DOG-6. It's 888-623-3646. Once again, thanks to Shyam Sharania. Shyam Sharania for ESPN. First of all, he's the best in the business as an insider. I'll always love my man, Adrian Wojnarowski, who retired and is now down at St. Bonaventure doing great things for his alma mater and stuff like that. Great man, great person. But I'm so proud to have Shyam Sharania as a colleague and as a contemporary. He is the best in the business, y'all. When there's something to know about the NBA, that is the man to go to. Make no mistake about it. So I really appreciate him taking time out of his busy schedule to make it happen. He's got a bright, bright future ahead of him. He's a superstar in his business already. Let's go to the phones. Back to the phones. Let's go to Mike, Pennsylvania. You're live with Stephen A. Mike, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted your opinion on just two quick things.
Yes,
with all this scandal with the NBA, how about the betting and stuff? Do you think it's going to be affected at all?
Well, I think it's a serious matter. I trust in Adam Silver, who I think is a phenomenal commissioner. He will address it with the seriousness and the fervor that it deserves and whatever it takes to bear things out, to make sure that this sport is clean and that its integrity is not compromised in any way, is something that he will do. Adam Silver has done it over and over again. I have known him for decades. And I revere this man, and I completely believe in him. And whatever needs to be addressed will be addressed. And he will help. He will assist the FBI in getting to the bottom of this. I can assure you of that.
And the other quick thing was, I mean, I love your show, and I do follow you on all platforms. And it did sound like you were coming off like it was almost like condoning maybe the betting stuff.
No, sir. I need you to be clear. I'm sorry. You lost me for a second. I need you to repeat what you're saying, but be clear. What are you trying to say?
like whenever you were saying about Trump, almost like he's just doing this as a retribution, but there was laws broken.
Okay, let me say this to you. I want you to understand, and I'm glad you asked that question. And I don't want you to hang up, Mike. I want you to stay on the phone.
I got you. Yeah.
I'm giving perspective. Like, for example, he's going after Letitia James, John Bolton, Jack Smith, all of these other folks. He firmly believes they exercise an abuse of power. Two things could be
and
true.
And they did in some cases.
No, let me finish. Two things could be true. He could be right and still be doing what I said he's doing, is my point.
True.
I'm only using that as an example. I'm not trying to question what's false or what's not. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. Casper tells the director of the FBI, I'm not playing around with those people. I'm not going to sit up here and act like he doesn't have a case. He's the director of the FBI freaking eye. I am not going to assume that he doesn't have a case. You understand? The NBA is not going to assume he doesn't have a case. But I'm saying two things could be true. All I'm trying to say is that other element where Trump would be willing to pardon somebody or be willing to let something go with stuff like this, he's not. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Nothing more than that. You understand?
No, yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear that up because some people were saying that's how it was coming off. And
but come on, Mike, you mean somebody's lying on me again? You mean somebody's misconstruing my words? I mean, when does that not happen to me, Mike? Come on, Mike, you know that. You listen to me. Yeah. You know that happens to me all the time. I'm not going to be responsible like that. I'm not going to sit up there and say that they don't have a case. I hope it's not because I know Chauncey Billups. I've known him for years. And I've known Teddy Rozier. Like and I know Damon Jones. They're good dudes. I sincerely hope there is no truth to this whatsoever. But I don't know, and I can't help them from a legal standpoint because I don't have that knowledge. That's not my lane. All I can do is hope that they are innocent because Lord help them if they're not. That's all I could do. But it doesn't negate the fact that the abundance of things that are going on with Bad Bunny and the Super Bowl halftime show. You trying to tell me that Trump's got to send, ICE to the Super Bowl? He don't have to do that, Mike. Come on, you and I both know that. But why does he want to? If Bad Bunny was somebody that was singing his praises, would he be doing that?
Probably not.
That's all I'm saying. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. Let's go to Brian in New Jersey. You're live with Stephen A. Brian, the floor is yours. How you doing?
How you doing, Stephen A.? Listen, I appreciate your comments. We clearly have a criminal in the White House who's pardoning criminals like Santos and January 6th. And he's going after innocent people like Comey, James, Bolton, Milley, Brennan, and others. But I don't see this as political, really, going after the NBA. This obviously has been an issue ongoing for a while. He's obviously attempted to hurt the NFL. He can't do anything to the NFL.
First of all, he can inconvenience and he can cause chaos.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something right now. For example, if you mess up the halftime show at the Super Bowl and you're deporting people outside of the stadium in Santa Clara, that ain't doing something to the NFL?
If you bring
this type of imagery and ambiance down upon the NBA following opening the night of the NBA season when Victor Wembanyama puts on an absolute show and is just showing you that he eventually will be a league MVP and the defensive player of the year because he's that phenomenal. You think that's an accident? They've been investigating this for years and this comes out this morning. Come on, bro.
Well, the timing is peculiar. It's very interesting, particularly since he pardoned another dude today, a crypto guy who apparently
Listen to what I'm saying to you. And I want you to hear me good on this, Brian. I'm not disagreeing or agreeing with anything. I'm simply saying, listen to how you described him when you first came on the phone. I'm saying to you, folks that do that, he gives you more than enough ammunition with the decisions that he's made, that he makes, and how he conducts himself. But when he feels that other people have been abusing their power, it was his turn. He was giving you indications leading up to the election. We saw people on the other side of the aisle fearful of what he would do if he were to regain office because he made it clear he was going to get them. So what I'm saying to you is that This is not beyond the pale to see what he's doing. It ain't hard to deduce. And when you're out there doing interviews and you know, you're all over the place like I am, CNN, MSNBC, News Nation, Fox News, whatever, you hear this stuff all the time. And then you see stuff come to fruition and you're like, damn, they weren't lying. And that's all I'm saying. Now, that doesn't get into the veracity of the case or lack thereof. It doesn't get into all of that. It's giving you insight into the personality of this person. And he might not give a damn about the NBA. That might not matter to him at all. But it might matter to one of his buddies. Or somebody might have pissed him off. Or, you know what? Or Bad Bunny in the NFL's case. Listen, that's what he wants to do. He's letting you know he's coming. That's all I'm saying. Brian, that's all I'm saying.
I agree, and it's funny, though, one of your guests talked about tanking NBA games, and I believe this. I think that early April list of those absurd tariffs, which took everybody by surprise, was tanking the stock market. And gotcha. 4 days later, he lights up. I tell you what, I say thank you very much because that's when I bought. I mean, you knew what was coming.
All I'm saying to you is that that's who this man is. He's not messing around. And think about the valuation of NBA franchises. Think about the Boston Celtics and what they just sold for. Think about the Los Angeles Lakers and what they just sold for. And then think about something like this coming down the pike and how that interrupts, you know, the apparatus that's been in place in terms of how you've gone about doing business. This man sees all of that. He knows half these people. He knows half these billionaires that own the teams in the NFL, the NBA. He's a former owner for the CFL. He tried to become an NFL owner. He used to have sporting events in his casinos and stuff like that. We forget about his connection to the sports world and how he has people there that he loves and some people he hates and can't stand. And now he has the power to wield things in whatever way that he wants to. And he's swinging. That's all I'm saying. Hour number two up next, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Trump is coming. That's right. I said it. And I mean it. I hope y'all recognize. See you in hour number two.